Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Darn it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wanted to sing. Screwed you up. Yeah. Alice 97.3, Good Vibes and Variety, Sarah and Vinny's morning show. Hello, that's us. We got a young woman named Bob. Who works for us. Mm-hmm. And one of her things is she loves movies. Just, you know, Bob's Movie Club.
Mm-hmm.
And she is going to host a screening of Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues, for Bob's Movie Club. She wasn't even alive when the first Spinal Tap came out. I think it's the 40th anniversary of it. So, listen, children, gather around. In the 80s, there was a movie called Spinal Tap. It was awesome, as far as I was concerned. I watched it 50,000 times, where I learned how to do an English accent.
I liked it okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny once or twice. Yep. I didn't love it quite as much as you.
I loved all the songs, Stonehenge.
But this one goes to 11.
These go to 11. You must have loved that scene. He's chewing gum like a... Like a dude chewing his gum with his mouth open.
The funny overcame it.
Still got the old tiger on it. Just don't touch it. You've seen enough of that one. I love that movie. So good. I tried to show it to my kids and they were like, this sucks, Beavis.
Right. It's of a time.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So even at the time, and you and I discussed this yesterday, they were like playing aging rock stars.
Right.
Like that was the whole deal. And so now it's been 40 years and all the same guys are doing it again. Now they're really aging rock stars. And you can join us for the big screening. Bob is hosting it. I'm definitely going. Maddie's going to go.
Yep.
I definitely want to watch the show with all the listeners.
Back in the day. So this is many years ago, 40 years ago, I think you just said. Were you partaking? Was there drinking and or possibly smoking involved in the watching? Like we used to.
Not always. But absolutely.
Always smoked when we watched. I'm like, it's not National Lampoon's. What are the English guys? The
Monty Python.
Monty Python. We always smoked when we watched that stuff. And then you could watch it 10 times because you were like, so funny.
Yeah, I'm sure that I partied and watched it. I mean, I went and saw it in the theater, and then I went back the next day and saw it in the theater. I loved that movie. So I was probably 19 or 20 when it came out. Maybe a little younger than that.
Okay.
But it was one of those movies that, like, if there was nothing else going on, you'd get with your friends and be like, oh, I got Spinal Tap. Let me just take this giant VCR cartridge and shove it into the giant machine that we've all got here. Let me check the tracking here. Let's see if I can get a better picture.
We did that with Monty Python.
Yeah.
We watched that kind of stuff.
Just over and we watched a lot of Monty Python. I mean, Monty Python was like a staple in our childhood. That, Benny Hill, like these weird English comedies that always had nudity in them. Like you'd see them on PBS and be like, oh my God, I just saw a lady's boobs. That's weird. And they were very saucy. You know,
I watched it.
Yeah. That's why we all watched it for that. Like, oh my God, nudity.
You have your own.
Yeah, but I'm sick of these ones. Let's see what you got.
So what's going on with Spinal Tap 2?
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter, really. Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. This is part of Bob's Movie Club. We're going to go see a movie together all this week. This is what your portion of the program is. If you would like to go and join us, we're doing it in Tiburon. It's at the Cine Lounge in Tiburon on September 12th. If you would like to go, you need to go enter at RadioAlice.com. You can enter for your chance to score a pair of tickets to the screening. Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. This is Bob's Movie Club. Bob is hosting the night. There will be Spinal Tapas for us to snack on.
Fun.
Cocktail, Spinal Tap trivia, and so much more. Plus the movie, of course. We're all going to watch that. So I'm very excited about that. I can't wait. So I was planning to see it anyway. At some point, when I found out she was going to host a whole little thing, I was like, Maddie, let's go. It'll be so fun. It's going to be great. All right, let's start with Miley Cyrus. I have a couple things to say about this. Before we get to the song, Billy Ray Cyrus, her daddy, who has been looking rough and dusty in recent days, turned 64 yesterday. And he put up a video. So we only have a little clip of this song that was written and performed by Miley and members of Fleetwood Mac. Lindsay Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood.
Hmm.
So she called them up and went, hey, you're my dad's favorite band or whatever. And they record this song. And so we only have a little clip of it, but he looks good.
He looks a lot better.
He looks a
he
lot
looks like he's
better.
Straightened up a bit.
And looks like his hair's been brushed recently and washed.
Well, he has a hot girlfriend.
He's wearing clothes that look halfway decent.
That changes a lot. Yes, like you do find yourself going, I can't get sloppy. I got a hot chick.
I
don't want to let that go.
Well, I can't no more. Yeah, he's I have hope for him. Of course, he's been on rough ground with it seems like his entire family. Of course, both the parents are real winners. Miley made a song for Billy Ray Cyrus's birthday. It's a brand new song. It features Lindsay Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood. So there, I guess you when you listen to this, you'll hear them on guitar and drums.
It feel you can feel the
it has
Mac vibe.
It does have a little bit of that Fleetwood Mac vibe. He posted the clip to Instagram of himself. He's like walking through a field. He's outside smiling. He's kind of mouthing along a little
bit. Circling a rock.
Circling a rock.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Really weird, but
like he's gonna mark his territory. He said, for my birthday, Miley gave me the gift of music and wrote me a song called Secrets and got my favorite musicians, Fleetwood Mac, to play on it. I love you, Miley.
Secrets, I wanna keep your secrets, like sunlight in the shadows, like footsteps in the grass.
One thing I thought as I listened to it is...
You don't like it?
It sounds like she's auditioning for the band to play
she
the role of
totally
Stevie Nicks.
She is totally doing Stevie Nicks in that song.
She just got that.
She's not the one that died, though.
What's that?
Stevie Nicks is still alive. The other one is the one that passed. She should have done her voice.
She should have. Would have just been in the background.
She's kind of off, Stevie.
I know, but it was really funny. I'm like, oh well. I mean, I guess Stevie does it. I did hear that there was a Buckingham Nicks duo album that was produced like in the 60s or 70s, like really early days, and never was released. And now they're going to release it. It was like a whole.
They were together before Fleetwood Mac, and then
they sort of joined the band. I guess it's really old, and it's old songs, and it's an old recording, and it's supposedly coming out pretty soon. I don't have the story in front of me, but I'm just reminded of it.
I just came up with a really a quick Mary Kiss Kill.
Okay.
Pat Benatar, Stevie Nicks, Joan Jett. Since we were just talking about killing Stevie Nicks for
okay,
Miley.
Well, I'm very sorry, Joan Jett, but I'm killing you. And the only reason I'm going to kiss Stevie Nicks is because I like so many of her songs. Even though I don't love her voice, and I bow at the altar and marry Pat Benatar. Vinny.
Well, I have a question.
Oh.
Either way, Stevie Nicks is history. Bye. Will Joan Jett let me kiss her? She doesn't swing that way.
She might let you kiss her, though. But we're not really talking about kissing.
No, we're not.
Yeah. Well, this is all, you know.
Maybe you should marry
this
her.
This isn't all real, you know.
I understand. I'm just trying to figure out. I don't want to say I'm going to. I am not into kissing people who don't want to kiss me.
Oh.
If you know what I mean.
Oh, yes. I get you.
Like, that is not my thing. I want you to participate. I want you to be into it. If you're going to be, like, holding your nose the whole time, you know, that's not fun. You're making it not fun, Joan. All right. Well, I'm gonna marry Pat Benatar and kiss Joan Jett.
About you?
I agree with Vinny.
Oh.
Yeah. 100%.
You guys both kill Stevie Nicks, huh?
Yeah. Well, now that we know Miley can fill in for her, which was, you know, Yeah. They got a better, a newer version of her ready to go.
I feel bad for killing. I actually like Joan Jett, but I don't like her that much.
I had a girlfriend.
I really like a lot of Stevie's songs.
My high school girlfriend loved Stevie Nicks and Heart.
Oh. Mm,
Heart. And so I don't like either.
Mm.
And Heart, that was one I...
Don't, because
that those 80s albums just,
that 80s album
they were played
just,
on repeat
awful.
Around me,
like
and I used to
hits.
Just think like...
And they overshadowed all the incredible female Zeppelin stuff they were doing through the 70s. It's like really sad.
Well, I didn't
they
know about
their
that.
Legacy.
I just know that what I was hearing on repeat
and
was killing me.
You could go back and listen to some of those 70s records, and like the guitar work on those is insanity, Vin. They're so good. Just so.
On Heart.
On Heart. Yeah. I am the end. So there you go. Miley Cyrus wrote a song for Billy Ray Cyrus and he loves it. Taylor. Surprise. Taylor has, by the way, this happened as we were walking out of the building yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
What happened?
So we missed it.
We did miss it because the last couple she's done, the timer started early and ended like at 11 o'clock our time. And yesterday the timer started at 10 o'clock our time. No, yeah, that's right. I'm not positive. Maybe I have it wrong. I'm really not good with... No, okay, here it is. A 3-hour countdown appeared on the Singer set at 1 p.m. Eastern. So that was 10 o'clock our time. We missed it. This was yesterday. And this was the 7th version of her new album, Taylor Swift. This one is called Tiny Bubbles in Champagne, collectible vinyl. Let's see. On the other side of the ticking numbers were bright lights, pearlescent, and red lipstick and lace vinyls, which were $29.99 each. It's funny because even her fans are going, we're out of money. Please stop. We want them all, but we're out of money.
You know, I got caught up in the, I get swept away in the moment.
Yeah, you bought one the other day.
I bought an album the other day, and I don't think
it's... Which color did you get?
It's golden something, but it wasn't sold out, and I think that's because it's not a special edition.
Oh.
Either way.
That's what I bought, too.
You bought the same one? Yeah, I think we both got swept away in it.
Well, it was the only thing I could get, so I was like, well, I'm going to get one of them, and I could get that one.
Oh, Christmas is coming.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Right. It is funny that there were any left, though. That seems.
That's
like
why I realized, yeah. Like, oh, there's something wrong with this.
This
one
isn't quite as limited as the other ones. So there's, if you want it, you can't have. It sounds like you can get the orange one or the yellow one, but other than that, these things are just flying out of here. The 7th variant to the Life of a Showgirl album, Tiny Bubbles in Champagne. Oh, is that the one you got?
No, that's the one that was
dropped
yesterday.
That was the latest.
I love the cover.
It's streaky, streaky orange.
Yeah, it's
yeah
really
she
cool.
looks. I love the photos that she did for this record. Like,
is that pink and orange?
Yeah.
I think it's red, orange, and variations thereof.
I like pink and orange together.
But it looks really good.
I like pink and orange together too.
My dad's
the right colors.
First airline that he worked for was pink, orange, and I think burgundy.
Oh.
PSA.
Mm.
They were the plane with the smiley face.
They were
all West Coast and they were everywhere and it was a cool airline.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including donuts.
I love donuts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973 and remember to smash that subscribe button.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Tickets to Odyssey's Sold Out, We Can Survive with Ed Sheeran, Goo Goo Dolls, Alex Warren, and Shaboozy.
That's a big deal.
Head to RadioAlice.com and enter for your chance to win a trip and a pair of tickets to Odyssey's Sold Out, We Can Survive, September 26th at the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey, starring Ed Sheeran, Goo Goo Dolls, Alex Warren, and Shaboozy. plus a meet and greet with the Goo Goo Dolls.
Amazing.
Trip includes a two-night hotel stay and round-trip airfare for the winner and a guest. Sponsored by New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. Goo Goo Dolls. That's a big deal. Like, I think they're great from way back, but
yeah,
they seem to be experiencing sort of
a resurgence.
Renaissance, a comeback, man. Mm. Good for you guys.
And anytime you can see Ed Sheeran, I mean, come on. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's a keeper.
Okay, weather-wise, we've got mostly sunny skies expected, although we're overcast still in downtown San Francisco, high of 85. Hazy skies expected to linger over the North Bay a little bit because of the smoke from the Picket Fire. Mm. And they say they're extending an air quality advisory through tomorrow. So maybe they'll update it after that, but yikes.
As long as we don't get another one of those orangey days, my God.
That was weird.
No more fires. No more fires would be great.
Well,
I know.
This story here is shocking to me. I realize I'm not in the books of all these companies, but you figure Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
Like your Krispy Kreme. You've got locations everywhere. When you think of donuts, you think of Krispy Kreme. If you have one
dozen
of their donuts.
Glazed, baby.
Yeah, the glazed alone is like, man, this is, it's like it's almost like.
Cotton candy.
Yes, that's what I was going to go for. Thank you. You read my mind.
I did. I actually saw the word cotton candy on your forehead.
Krispy Kreme, their stock has dropped.
Why?
Krispy Kreme lost $441 million last quarter compared to a $5 million loss the same time last year. Again, they still lost $5 million last year, but $441 million last quarter because...
That is like a kajillion percent more of a loss.
Shocking.
It is shocking.
They had a partnership to sell their donuts out of McDonald's locations. Originally, it was like 2,400 McDonald's chains across the country. They were expecting to continue to grow that, and McDonald's pulled out. And the whole thing fell out from underneath them. Here they are.
How long were they in there?
I don't know. It doesn't say, but they were planning on it growing.
Oh, I would have made a Big Mac with donuts.
Why?
Because that would be delicious.
Would it?
Yeah.
They say their stock's down 73%.
Oh, no.
They're in the hole for a ton of dough.
Oh. No.
And this is one of those things where all of a sudden a company that you thought was fine and doing great and what?
Shocking.
It is shocking. It's very, it's not, if you'd named 15 companies and one of them was failing, I wouldn't have picked Krispy Kreme.
Super weird, but there you go. If they disappear sometime soon, it'll be one of those things where you go, oh,
I don't wish that on anybody, but I do feel like, well, that's one less temptation in the world for me. When people show up here with it, because people always do, they buy the stack of Krispy Kreme donuts. One dozen on top of the next dozen. And you're just like, they're calling your damn name from down the hall, around the corner, you know, on the table.
Donuts ended up in here, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And I tried a maple bar for the first time, and that was really good.
Mm.
But I guess I should add, I've never bought a dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme. Have you?
I don't know where my nearest location is, truthfully. But they certainly show up here a lot.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I mean, you hear about them, you see them, they show up places, but then have I ever?
Never have I ever.
No. And then, you know, that goes back to, when's the last time you went to Sears? No wonder they went away. No one was going.
I know.
You got to go to the places that you want to keep around.
You do.
Sarah once said, wherever there's a naked lady, there's some guy trying to see her.
Yeah, one of my famous sayings.
A local resident has been charged with filming one of his neighbors after she got out of the shower and saw his phone sticking up over the window in her bathroom. She lives in an apartment, and she was trying to dry off after her shower when she noticed an iPhone camera lens pointed at her from her window. She yelled out in shock, and the peeper took off running.
Oh, boy.
They were able to.
That's horrifying. I'm sure
it is. It's
like,
unbelievable. Oh. Like, what? I'm just trying to get ready for work.
And I'm being peeped.
And you're being peeped.
But
they caught
once
the guy.
Again, proves my old saying.
Yep. Well, there it is. The guy caught the guy. He's been charged with a misdemeanor count of invasion of privacy. But this is just another example of, jeez, I guess the bear.
Yeah.
They seized four electronic devices from this guy, including an iPhone that matched the woman's description of a gold iPhone she saw pointed at her through the window.
Oh.
The guy not only confessed, but he wrote an apology letter to the woman.
Oh, isn't that nice? I'm sure everything's fine now.
Well, he's a fine young man. He knows when to say sorry.
Jesus.
Peeper.
Oh, I'll take the bear.
I have to stop being surprised, don't I? And these are mild.
Very mild.
The two milds.
It's almost like it, these two dudes, if that's all they're up to, the butt sniffer and the phone taper, then I'll take them because the bear is going to kill me.
Right. But of course, yeah, they're mild by comparison.
Mild, you know.
Jails are filled with guys who did far worse, that's for sure.
Oh,
a question was asked on YouGov. What is it?
Yeah, it is YouGov.
YouGov.com.
It's like a polling place. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Would you prefer to live in a place where all the neighbors are the same race? Neighbors are mixed of different races. No preference or not sure. 8% of Americans said, I want all my neighbors to be the same race.
Oh.
That seems actually
I'm
low.
I'm glad to hear that it's only 8%.
Yeah, it seems low considering the overwhelming sentiment in the country.
Mm.
Doesn't it?
Or what we're being sold is the overwhelming.
Well, somehow there was an election and somehow that person won.
I know, it's really hard to believe still.
Neighbors are a mix of different races, got 42%, and no preference came in at 43%. So most of us either don't care or would prefer to see different colors.
Mm, I would prefer to see different colors.
Me too.
I think that'd be great.
You know what's weird though is I didn't notice this stuff as much until I was living with Christina. She's Latina and she notices this kind of stuff. So where we live now, she absolutely has said it's very white here.
Mm.
And I was like, you're right.
Oh my God.
Ha! Huh.
Mm.
Anyway.
Yeah.
That's anyway. That. I mean, Mill Valley's not Bay. Very mixed, is it?
No, it isn't.
Didn't your first house, the neighborhood, still had a clause somewhere in the HOA?
How do you remember that?
I remember that.
There was a community covenant in the first house that I bought. And it had like stamped on all the pages. It said, disregard anything regarding race or whatever. And it had really horrible language about who was allowed to live there and who was only allowed to work there. And I was like, I can't believe anyone signs this. I'm not signing it. You can tell me I can't get the house. I'm not putting my name on anything that has that written in it.
And so did you get the house?
Yeah, I got that. I was like, I'm not signing that. You should throw that up and burn it and be embarrassed that you have that neighborhood covenant. Hideous.
Whoa.
I know.
Well, the apartment that I bought, I don't know how many years back now, probably 12 or 15.
Oh. Well, you must have had an HOA.
There's
right?
an HOA. And they were trying to keep that apartment complex 55 and over, but they had no right to do that. So there was a couple that had a kid and they were being told that you can't come around here with your child. And they went, we are going to sue you to smithereens. You do not have any of the things that make you an exclusive. I guess you have to have certain stuff to be an exclusive over 55.
It's a specific designation.
Yes, and they didn't have any of that stuff. They were just trying to say, we don't like kids. We don't want kids around.
Well, nobody likes kids. I mean, it's totally reasonable.
What do you mean you're with them?
I don't like kids running around. They're loud and
messy. Mean, sticky. Yeah. They're always very
and
sticky.
I mean.
And I can't understand where their houses are like, oh, we don't should have a dog. But they'll let you have a kid. Kids destroy much more than dogs. They're
that
terrible.
That is true. And he's making good points.
What are you talking? King of Bathrooms.
I mean, I like where I live because they're lofts.
Kids go to the bathroom in the bathroom.
Dogs go and
kids
outside where you clean it.
Kids don't always go to the bathroom in the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean,
spray it all over the place.
Dogs never go in the bathroom.
And they never go in the house if they're well trained. My dog does never go in the house.
That's part of the problem. Your dog poops outside where everyone else has to step in it.
No, I cleaned it up like a
responsible.
I'm not an animal.
Everybody
owner.
Does that. Everybody.
No, definitely
no,
not.
I mean, there are animals out there that
all
are
right.
wrong.
I don't know why I'm fighting with you about this.
Yeah, I don't want to.
You hate kids too. I mean, come on. Don't act like you don't.
I don't hate
them.
I just don't
want to
live around
some kid. I just, you know, that's. I don't think they're mean.
They're loud. They're intrusive.
Make everything sticky and they're filthy.
I mean, it's bad enough on the weekends with the breweries now that are overrun with children. Don't get me started. But I mean, like, it's getting worse.
What are you doing at a brewery?
Yeah,
I live around two breweries. They're where I walk. I walk around and we have a yard next to our place and it's just overrun with kids on the weekends while their parents are boozing it up.
Yeah, you're not supposed to care about what happens at the brewery. You're not supposed to be there.
It's by my house.
In his face, man.
It's by my house.
I don't blame you.
It's my public space.
I can. There's a park near my house. I can hear children. I hate
you
it.
You blame him.
It's like Disneyland. Just
you made two kids. Where do you get off?
Under duress, I made them.
That's
fine.
True.
Fine. You can have children. God.
Just don't bring them around me.
We're going to play a game called How Tall Are They?
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a good one. I was looking at the pictures of Kim Kardashian, who's 5'2". With her daughter, who's 12, who has 4 inches on her. She's actually only 5'2" at age 12, but she had these gigantic, she was like on, I don't know, truck tires or something. She looked really tall. So I was looking up there, then I was like, oh, that'd be a fun game. So here we go. Round one. Hi, I'm Ariana Grande. Am I 5 feet tall, 5'1", or 5'3"? How tall am I? 5 feet, 5'1", or 5'3"?
Easiest one. 5 foot.
I will say 5'3".
She is 5 feet tall.
Oh, there we go.
She is so tiny.
Vinny's going to win again.
Oh, hey.
Well.
It's the first one.
I
got plenty of time.
He hasn't lost one since, I mean, every single day last week he did it.
Yeah, jinxing.
Hi, I'm Jason Momoa. Trying. I'm Jason Momoa. I'm so hot. I'm wicked hot. Here we go. Am I 6'2", 6'3", or 6'4"? How tall am I? I'm Jason Momoa. 6'2", 6'3", or 6'4"?
I'm watching him in Chief of War, and
he's so silly.
He is shorter than, like, I noticed that he's not as tall as I thought he was. So what was the first one?
6'2", 6'3", 6'4".
I'm going to say 6'3".
He is 6'4". 6'4". He's a giant of a man.
Yeah, he looks smaller.
Well, maybe he was standing in a hole.
Hi,
it's a big screen.
I'm Lady Gaga. How tall am I? Lady Gaga. 5'1". 5'5", or 5'8". How tall am I?
5'1".
5'5".
5'1" is the correct answer. 2-0.
Another teensy. Like, how's that giant voice come out of such a small set of lungs?
She's so tiny. I didn't realize she was so tiny.
Her and Ariana.
I would have been like, 5'8" for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe. Am I 5'3", 5'5", or 5'8"?
I'll say 5'8".
I'm going to go 5'5".
5'5" is the correct answer.
Jeez.
Hey, it's Taylor, because of course I'm in this quiz. Why wouldn't I be? Am I 5'10", 5'11", or 6 feet tall? How tall am I? I'm Taylor Swift. 5'10", 5'11", or 6 feet?
Is that me?
Whoever wants to.
All right, 5'11".
It's 5'11".
It's 5'10". Sorry, guys. 5'10".
How dare you?
I know.
Sorry, Taylor.
I was surprised by it, too. I might have said
Thank
6 feet.
Thank God Bob's not here.
I know.
She would be ashamed.
No, she'd be winning.
Oh, she's ghosted me, by the way, after the first text.
Well, yeah, she's at Burning Man. She's in no condition to be texting me. Plus, she's been up for 23 hours. All right, here we go. This is going to be the final round because Vinny is just crushing you.
Yeah, all right.
I'm Bruno Mars. Am I 5'2", 5'3", or 5'4"? 5'2", 5'3", or 5'4"? Bruno Mars.
He's got to be 5'4".
I'm going to go 5-4 as well.
He is 5-3.
Oh!
By a score of 3-0. El
5-3. Bruno Mars. Wow.
El campeón del pueblo.
Kissy face, sent to my phone. Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all day. Jane has Leve tickets and RadioAlice.com. Please visit RadioAlice.com. You've got your chance to go to Bob's movie night with the Spinal Tap 2 thing that's coming up in September. And tickets for the sold-out We Can Survive concert. We'll see you back here on Hope Day.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.